Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last, but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. Enjoy.
Today I want to preach about this subject that is very prophetic and preparatory in nature for the things that are going to come into the world. If we really love you, we must prepare you. Amen? The time for nice, sweet messages are over. They are over. We are preparing you for what is coming in the world. Even more important for the coming of the Lord. The world has never been like this. And it's like its exponential deterioration. Amen. And we as Christians, we need to be ready. Ask your neighbor, are you a Christian? What is your neighbor saying? As far as she can remember. Arin? Yes. Okay. Hallelujah. We must be ready. As you know, I would like to preach messages that excites us and are nice. I like them too, but sometimes we need to prepare people. Not for only the comfort in this world, but also, the comfort for today, but also for what is coming tomorrow. Amen. When you read in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, we will read from verse 19. Men will go into caves of the rocks and into holes of the ground before the terror of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he arises to make the earth tremble. When God arises to make the earth what? To make the earth tremble. In other words, it says here that men will go into caves, meaning that men would leave their houses and look for shelter in holes. When the tremor of the Lord, so this word tremor is also translated shaking or quaking. Amen. In other words, there will be a time when the Lord will cause the earth to quake. Amen. And people will leave the things that they trusted all the time and look for safety somewhere else. Are you hearing me? And he says they will abandon their idols of silver and gold. Hallelujah. In that day, men will cast away to the moles and the bats. Amen. In that day, men will cast away to the moles and the bats their idols of silver and their idols of gold. Now, today, when you talk about an idol of gold and silver, we mean an idol of money. We mean things that people put their trust in, like money. So there will be a time when people will say even money is useless. You know, when you cast something of importance to holes, you know, moles live in holes. Moles. You know what's a mole? Moles, very small little animals that live in holes. Amen? So, and he talks about bears. You know, bears also live in darkness. So, in other words, you even throw the things that you valued the most to places of uselessness because of what would be happening. The time is coming into the world when what people used to trust will no longer help them. Are you here? Amen. And it's not far. You know, you wake up tomorrow, the world could be different. I mean, tomorrow, Monday, you can wake up to a different world. I mean, it's going to come suddenly. There will be no announcement. The announcement is already now. There's not going to be another announcement like it was in the days of Noah. Suddenly started raining. Suddenly. And the door was shut. Quah! By the Lord himself. Amen. And people started running and knocking on the door. Said, I can't open for you. I don't have the keys. Amen. Are you here? They threw the things that they used to value and used to say, these things look after me. You know, idols. People say, these things can take care of me. Huh? Like, badimu batwara, badimu bakibana bashokometse. The day is coming, mutwata wanara badimu abasibitse. I'm telling you, without anybody trying to convince them. You see, now you're trying to convince them. There will be a shaking that is going to show them that this thing does not work. But you will survive. If you will do what I tell you to do and what the Lord tells you to do. Amen? So they discarded the things that they loved. You know that people trust things. People trust things. People's hope is not really in God. Even Christians. I'm not talking about people who are in the world. Those ones we know, it's obvious. But there are Christians who serve God by their minds and not their hearts. They harbor things in their hearts they value more important than God. But they wouldn't confess it. Just look at the way they live. You can see this one. Mm-mm. This is the God. Are you here?
Amen.
But you know what? The time is coming. When there is nothing that is good. Nothing. God, Modimu, when he begins to quake the earth, we'll see just that. But when he begins to quake the earth, people will abandon things that they thought they were true. That you have been saying, this is wrong, this is wrong. You won't have to say it anymore. But not themselves, they will dump those things. When God himself quakes and shakes. In that day, men will cast away to the moles and the bears their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship. These are the things they made. I said, these things look after me. Amen. How many people say, this man is going to look after me? Huh? How many people say, this money will look after me? Where is God? They say they will do it in order to go into the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs. Aranka patahlo ya ka fela litjweng. Do you understand? As long as I don't see what is happening. Manga fanganje ikanda. Yeah. And those days are coming. You remember?
Yes.
Definitely. They're coming. You know, every time I want to preach, these things keep coming. Not that I wanted to preach about this today, but they keep coming. They keep coming. Amen. In order to go into the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs, before the terror of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty, when he arises to make the earth tremble. When God arises to make what? I cannot hear you. Yes, when he arises to make the earth do what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 28 says, let's look at 27 first. And these words, yet once more, signifieth the removing of the thing. Okay, let's start from 26 perhaps. Let me start from 26. Can you read for me from 26? This thing starts. Read from 26.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. Uh-huh. And his voice shook the earth then.
Yes.
But now he has promised, saying,
yes,
Yet once more. I will shake not only the earth.
I will shake not only the earth.
But also the heaven.
Now that is the tremor we read about in the book of Isaiah. All right? Which talks about what? The shaking. Amen? He says, once more I will do what? I'll shake. So, the coming, you know, some people were asking, can't we pray away this thing that you are saying, you keep saying is coming, Fundis? Why do you keep saying it's coming? Why don't we stop it in prayer? And I would say that I did not receive any such mandate to pray that it should stop. You know, when God speaks to us, he will say, pray for this, pray against this, pray against this. This time it will say, it is coming, prepare yourself. And usually the shaking of the Lord comes like that. No one can stop it, not even prayer. When the Lord himself shakes the world because of the wickedness of the world. Hallelujah. Because of what?
The wickedness of the world.
When he talks to Jonah, he says, the wickedness of Nineveh has come up to me. The wickedness of Nineveh has come up to me. I want to destroy them. Sure. There is a wickedness that goes straight to heaven. God, it's so terrible that it rises into the heavens and greet our God good morning. That one, God rises and say, this one, I'll shake it. Amen?
Amen.
So there is evil that comes into the world because of the shaking. You can be rest assured that that will not touch a true Christian. No, when God shakes the world. Now, here is the promise. Let us read that Hebrews again. 27 again.
Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
This expression, yet once more.
Yet once more, uh-huh.
Denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken.
Listen. There is removing of the things that can be shaken. And that's wickedness. The removing of the things that are not real. Things that are not spiritual. Things that are not of faith. Things that are not of God. Are the ones that will be shaken. When the shaking comes into the world and you are a Christian and I see you shaken, I wonder, why are you being shaken? Why are you being shaken by the things that are not shaking you? Am I talking to somebody here?
Hallelujah.
Can you read it again, that 27?
Verse 27, this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things.
Uh-huh.
So that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Now listen, things that are created will be shaken. Things that are natural will be shaken. Am I talking to spiritual beings here? Am I talking to spiritual beings? If you are spiritual, you will not be shaken by the things that are made for the natural. Okay. Are you here? I'm not sure. Are you here?
Amen.
If you are truly a Christian, you will not be shaken by things that are not for you to be shaken.
Amen.
Because these are the things that are created. Material things, not supernatural or spiritual things. You better make sure where you are when the shaking comes, because it will be seen where you are. You know, some people may not confess. You know, sometimes I get shocked to discover how many Christians still go to Sangomas. Hello.
Amen.
You know, I remember one time. Let me not talk about this. Anyway, here's the thing. There are Christians that would even come to church with sticky yana in the wallet. Sticking yan. Lava Bula Watlams are offering, they can't just open it like. Because there says ugly, dark looking, stinking stick in the beautiful wallet. Are you here? But these things will be shaken, I'm telling you. Anyone who, now look, you see, trees in winter, the leaves dry, waiting for the winds to shake the tree. Any dead leaf is gonna fall when the winds shake the tree. But the ones that are healthy and green, they will remain. The problem is not the tree, it's the leaf that's not holding on to the tree. You can never say, tree, you're not faithful, and you are a leaf, you are down there. You say, tree, you are not faithful. Why did you let me go? Just like that. The tree will simply say, but you were not holding on tight. I told you that winds are coming. And you kept dying. Am I saying something to somebody here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
The winds, when they come to shake the trees, they are shaking off dead leaves. So if I see you on the ground after the shaking, I wonder what kind of a leaf are you? Am I talking to somebody in the house? So the shaking is coming. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Happy this is going to be a violent shaking, I'm telling you. It will be violent. It will even make a Christian to think, hey, are we going to make it here? Yeah? But yeah, you will make it, but you're just wondering with this shaking, how long am I going to hold this? Happy it keeps shaking, but I'm holding to the branch, but the shaking is continuing. So, when is it going to stop? It's going to feel like that. It's going to feel like that. You better hold on pretty tight. And not be a questionable Christian. Those days are over. I've been saying this from the beginning of the year, or even 2 years, that the days of playing Christianity are over. If there was such a time,
yes, Lord.
Or if you were ever allowed to do it. Amen.
Amen.
It's over. Now it's, you know, all out, because in any case, what is coming is going to expose you. Amen.
Amen.
I'll expose you. Foxes in sheepskins are going to be exposed.
Oh, Jesus.
They won't survive. But you see, this shaking is not for the church. Unfortunately, people are being affected in the church. It wasn't for us. But if you are not holding on tight, if you look every part like them, you'll be shaken like them. Look at the neighbor saying, this shaking is coming. I'm really now concerned. Amen. This shaking is for those things that can be shaken. So we know that there are things that can be shaken. And there are things that cannot be shaken. Amen.
Amen.
Are you here? Now, Matthew 7 from verse 24.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Uh-huh.
Verse 25.
Yes.
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall.
Uh-huh.
For it had been founded on the rock.
Uh-huh. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to what the word of God says?
Amen.
It tells you how to prepare yourselves for this shaking. Can I talk to somebody? It shows you the steps to take to secure yourself. Amen? To do what? To secure yourself a position on the tree and never fall. To secure your place, your position on that solid rock that cannot be shaken. You know, I've been saying that This is going to be a test of relationships. What's going to be tested is your relationship with God. Amen? You see, my wife, when I say something, she takes it very seriously. Are you hearing me? Even if the kids can go and try and convince her, she'll say, but your father said 1, 2, 3. Amen. Even if I'm not there, and they try to do this and there's no, he said that, he said it. Even if I'm not there, I know my word is going to be kept. I don't even to think about, I can't come home and say, what is this? I don't know, what is this? How did it come about? Because I said it shouldn't happen. But you see, some of us as Christians, God gets surprised because we do things that are not in his word. Are these people mine? Do I have authority in them? It's my word. A word of authority over their lives. Or they just treat it anyhow. You know, as I normally say, it's like the word of God is not a suggestion. It's an instruction. Oh, no, I thought you were suggesting. It's an instruction. For us to secure, when we read, first of all, you have to read the Bible, you have to attend church, you have to attend prayer meeting, you have to attend everything. Where are you going to hear that word? Because I didn't know. Amen. You can't say, I didn't know. Of course, you won't know if you never listen. And you won't listen if you cannot hear. And you cannot hear unless somebody is speaking. Amen? So, listen to the word of God is saying something. Amen?
Amen.
You know, during the week, we were talking about this thing that the Lord says in Isaiah 66. You read Isaiah 66, yeah? It says that the Lord says he's looking for people. Hallelujah. Amen. Who are what? Humble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And who are what? Poor in spirit. Amen. And we explain what poverty in spirit is. Is poverty in spirit, in fact, as you read down, it tells you that these are the people who tremble at the word of God. When they hear the word of God, they get excited. They regard the Bible anyhow. You know, this is just that book. Hallelujah. And when we are praying, say, Lord, I love you. I honor you. I revere you. And you say, okay, fine. But meanwhile, that Bible, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Amen?
Amen.
Some of us, we pick up the Bible to go to church. Yeah. Riagai? Riakireke. Hello, Kopana Limurutua. What are Vampule? From there, it's going to happen next week. From there, Vanquits, Yai. Are you in the house of God? Yeah, people say, hallelujah. People, the Bible says God is looking for people. And I was saying that, you know what, sometimes we don't even have to be calling to God, come to me, oh Lord. He will look for you. He will look for you.
Amen.
People with the right attitude towards the word of God,
amen,
when they hear the word of God, they tremble. You know, I was giving an example, come Muruti Musiwe. You know, Muruti Musiwe is a pastor, he has got theology, has got all this, ministry, education courses and all that. Amen?
Amen.
And he has preached and has, but you should see him when he sits down and listen, the heart to be taught. I'm sure many a times I open a scripture that he has preached on himself. But you should see his eyes open with excitement. It's like, I'm going to hear something new. Hallelujah. That's the person God is looking for. And indeed, God will keep you. Will preserve you. He will find you. He'll keep you and he'll preserve you. People who are poor in spirit are the people who continue to hunger for the things of God. Those are the people who are poor in spirit. Not in now, you know, that people run out of food. But on the other hand, you are rich in the spirit. You're poor outside, but rich in the spirit. Because you have got no room for the things of God. You have got no room. Amen.
Amen.
What excites you about Sunday? Is it the worship or is it the word? What makes you look forward to Sunday? Ask your neighbor. Burn it. Like God is listening. Tell the truth. What is it you look forward to? Both. Somebody says both. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Now, so the Bible says that these are the people God looks for. God blesses us people.
Amen.
He protects us people.
Amen.
People who are hungry for him. Amen. People, when they hear the word of God, they take it and say, this is mine. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. There's a difference between you understanding what the word is saying and me saying it. The same word. You know why? Do you know what is the difference? One is that it's an inspired word. Of course, maybe even you, when you are reading it, is an inspired word. Inspired word. But there's something more important. It's the word of agreement.
Amen.
When you say, yes, I'm saying it because I believe it.
Amen.
I can't preach what I don't believe. And when you say yes, you have taken it, it's yours.
Yes.
So the two have agreed on that word.
Yes.
That's why you are here. I've said it and you have received it. Amen. Two have agreed. That's a prayer of agreement. You know, we can read the Bible. I can go to internet and go. Let's see if it will work. No, I can fellowship at home alone and pray. These churches, they are robbing you. They are cheating you. Look at you. Do you know such people? Look at you. Can't you see, Mar? What do they want you to see? Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
I pray that my God will never disappoint you if your heart is right.
Hallelujah.
If your heart is right.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we must have the right attitude towards what? The word of God. When we hear the word of God says, it's like utozi di switi la ngwana.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, excitement te ya ngwana. That's what we must be like children.
Yeah.
You know, like some Christians who are like adults.
Yeah.
You know, they're like adults. I don't see the excitement when they hear something. That word, you know, like I've given you sweets, you know, kids, sweets. Oh, that, what a sweet word. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God, it must be like what we read about John when he received the book and he said, eat it. And when he ate it, the Bible says it was sweet in his mouth. The word of God must be like that. When you receive it, my sweet excited. Wow. Nothing to know. Amen? But when you get home, how fellumo, when you get home, you start now. What twist. And when you do that, you realize how much you have to change and it's not nice. There's no word of God that will not leave you changed. And change is not nice. So when you are eating, it must be nice. Sweet, 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 sweet. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God, brother. But if you are truly a child of God, it must go to the stomach. That's where now it's broken down. Now the truth comes out. What is now relevant for you? What must change now? Now the change begins and it is bitter. Are you hearing me? The word of God that truly blesses you will change you. And that change is not going to be nice. Who loves changing here? Who loves change? So I get excited when I have to change. No, it's not nice. Not nice. Amen? To leave your habits. Today you hear the word of God says, stop this, drop this. Don't do this. Go speak to your neighbor. You. Greet your neighbor every morning. Ooh. Utlina jarata antumedis every time. Kimudumedis every like a khatetsi. No, keep greeting. That's the word of God. Keep greeting. Now, when you greet people, are you expecting something back? So why do you stop when they don't greet?
Lord help us.
Naksana mudumisa, why? Every time nakimudisa, why? And as antumedis. Who has done that here? Let me see those hands up. Lunali Bazalwani is serious. Who has done that here? Everyone. Oh, yes. When the Bible tells you, go greet. Is it nice? Who looks what to go and greet somebody who doesn't greet him? No one. You feel like you have lost yourself. A part of you is gone. Jesus. But the word of God, when he tells you to do these things, you have to do them. Do that. That way, you are not building your neighbor's house, you are building yours on a rock. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you hear, you do. Do not be hearers only, those who just eat the sweet, 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 sweet. And it doesn't go to the stomach. Doing is the hard part. We can be all excited. What a message. Oh, Jesus. What a blessed message. It's fine, but it mustn't stop there. When you get home, you say, what is this in me? Where must I change? God does not just say things to excite me. It's to change you. It's to change you. Amen. If you are a serious Christian, after getting a message like this on Sunday, Mondays, today or tomorrow, you close yourself. You go through the message. Now, ole handle, ole sober. Let the Spirit speak to you again. You will know the things that you are hearing. Ooh, I missed this one. Maybe this one is me. If we were doing this, if you consider the teachings that I have made all these years, today I will be qualifying to sit next to God, honestly.
Yeah,
honestly. If you had done everything, I'm telling you, you'll be on the right hand of God. If you did everything, but many of us, no. We only do 5% of everything that we have learned so far. 5%. Hello? The shaking is coming. Oh. It's going to ask this question. What have you been to? I've been attending church. It's not enough. You're not holding on tight. Not holding on tight. Ask your neighbor. Are you holding on tight? Marking a register in church is not enough for this firm grip you need. Hallelujah. When you hear a word of God, it's an opportunity to get closer to Christ. If it will transform you. I'm done preaching. God bless you. Amen. 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 Ask your neighbor, Utwile, Kapa Yuan, Kapa Pit, and Twenza Ibua. Are you? Ile bitanisi? Amen. Are you saying bitanisi in Gamol? People are already changing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Majority of people in this country are in church today. But tomorrow in the taxi, you're going to meet the most evil people when you go to work who were in church today. The people you work with, they are in church today. Tomorrow, there will be the devils in your life. Hallelujah. Some of them work in Home Affairs. Who wants to go to Home Affairs here? Who look excited to go to Home Affairs? Huh? Why? Why? Is the reception you get there? If you are lucky to go through on the first day. Amen. Hallelujah. If everybody lived like Christ, this world would be a better place to live in. Amen. Amen. Your family members, you have all gone to different churches today. Even before you put your Bibles down, there was already war. The shaking is coming up. Now, all this homosexuality you are seeing, God is enough of these things. God is enough of these things. He's coming to shake this world because of those things. The children that have been killed, the abortions, these things have gone up to God. They've gone up to God. This evil, the abuse of women, the killing of women. The sacrifices of human beings on the altar of prosperity and fame. These things have gone up to God. This world has called what is good evil, and what is evil good. God is enough. And it's coming to shake the world. The homosexuals will know that this thing was not true without anybody telling them. There's a time when you won't need to try to convince anybody. The shaking will do it for you. They will come to you and say, can I have Jesus now? I want to leave this. It's going to happen. And it's not far. It's not far. Amen. It is for that that God is shaking the world. It's not even for you. It's for the evil that is in the world. But you make sure that you're holding on tight. It's not for you. Can we stand on our feet and just pray? Make a commitment to God today. And say, Lord, I know and I hear that there's something shaking coming. I don't want to drop, to be dropped, to be detached, to be disconnected. I want you to pray this prayer and just inspect your life. Just look at yourself. Check yourself. You know the word of God is a mirror. It's a mirror. Use the word of God, you look at yourself and say, what I see here is not right. I must change it. I don't want any of you to be lost. I love you all. I love you all, and my desire for you, for all of you, is to make it. Listen, death is part of life. Death is part of life, but my prayer is that you must not die before your time. I refuse premature death, and I reject it. You all have a mission. But for you to make it through, you got to hold on tight. To Jesus. Make him your rock, solid rock. Through his word, loving his word, reading his word, being changed by it, being transformed every single time and every single day. Every time that happens, you've just made yourself heaven proof. You can be touched, cannot be touched by anything whatsoever. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, you know my heart. I cannot pretend. You know even what I am thinking. You know my lying down. You know my rising up. Where can I go from your presence? If I say I'll go to Sheol, you are there. If I say I go up to the furthest heaven, you are also there. Where can I hide from your presence, Lord? You know me. I cannot lie. My life lie open. My life lies bare open before you. You can see everything. Forgive me, Lord. You know my weaknesses. Help me in my weaknesses. I want to change. I want to be a different person. I don't want to die before my time. I refuse to die before my time. This shaking is not coming for me. I know. I will not be in the wrong place when it happens. I want to be in Geshon. I must not be in Egypt where the plagues are happening and when I'm supposed to be in Geshon, because only in Geshon will be light. Lord Jesus, I pray. I pray for myself. I pray for my partner. I pray for my children. May they too be serious with God. May they too have a personal relationship with God. I pray for them. Some of them I can see, they're not that serious. Father, I pray for them today to take you serious. There are things I can do for them, and there are things I cannot do for them. When they're not holding tight to you, when the shaking comes, what can I do? Heavenly Father, I pray for them. I pray for them. Change my life. Make me, Lord, to love your word and allow your word to transform my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.